With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 142 of The 80%. There's a time for waiting and there's a time for action. Today, we'll talk about how to know if you just need to be patient with your goals or if you're simply procrastinating and avoiding the work that will help you achieve your dreams. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. Meron akong i-share sa inyo na parang quote. It's something that I often read online. I tried to search kung sino yung unang nagsabi niya, pero mukhang anonymous lang talaga siya. And this is a statement or a sentence or a quote, a saying about patience and procrastination. Successful people know the difference between patience and procrastination. So napakaganda nung thought nitong statement na to para sa akin, kasi I realized na oo nga, yung mga projects ko in the past, there were times na natagalan bago ko siya na kumpleto because there were things that were beyond my control and I had to be patient. On the other hand, there were also projects in the past that I pursued na natagalan ako kasi tinamad ako gawin. Tinamad ako or iniiwasan ko siyang gawin. So I was simply procrastinating. So if you want to know the difference between patience and procrastination, it's really about control. Kapag ang isang bagay or yung isang goal natin ay hindi natin matapos or hindi natin ma-achieve because of things that are beyond our control, wala tayong control, then that's when it is required for us to be patient. Kailangan nating maging patient. We have to wait until the right opportunity comes. We have to wait until the right situation appears or happens. And minsan, we just have to wait for our money to grow in terms of investing. Marami akong naririnig na naiinip sila sa mga investment nila sa stock market, sa mutual fund, kasi parang ang bagal lumaki, no? But the market, you don't have control over that. You don't really have any control sa local or global economy. So that means you have to be patient. You have to be patient with your investment, with your portfolio, hanggang sa lumaki yan unti-unti, hopefully. No? Siyempre, we cannot guarantee anything. But more often than not, as history has shown us, yung mga, kung tama yung pinaglagyan mo ng pera, your money will eventually grow and you just have to be patient. Ngayon, yung procrastination, it is delaying action on something that we actually have control of. For example, gusto mo magtayo ng business, syempre kailangan mong gumawa ng business plan para mas ma-minimize mo yung risk of putting up the business. Pero lagi kang may excuse na busy ka pa sa work, marami ka kailangan tapusin, or pagod ka na sa opisina, gusto mo na lang magpahinga sa bahay, pag-uwi mo, etc. While, of course, rest is important, but you have to also be self-aware na are you just trying to avoid work? Are you just trying to procrastinate? Kasi yung goal mo na yon na makapagtayo ng business, yung next steps mo, definitely that is within your control. You have control over the actions that you need to immediately take or yung mga next steps mo. Siyempre, sa pagtatayo ng business, merong step 1 to, let's say, 100. And nasa step 1 ka pa lang, tinatamad ka na, you're always giving excuses. So, you're simply procrastinating. You're not being patient. And may mga naririnig ako na nag-iipon pa ako ng capital para sa negosyo. So, I just have to wait. I just have to be patient until I am able to raise enough capital. Given na yes, you need to be patient with your saving habit, especially if you're trying to save and invest to grow business capital, but you're also procrastinating on another aspect of your goal. So what I'm trying to say is, pagdating sa mga goals natin, yes, you need to be patient on one aspect of it, but you have to also check if you're procrastinating on another aspect. Dun sa nabigay nating illustration na sa pagtatayo ng negosyo, yes, you have to be patient sa pag-iipon ng budget or pag-iipon ng startup capital mo, but that doesn't mean na wala ka nang pwedeng gawin. While you're trying to save and invest for your business capital, you can already start writing a business plan. You can already start to look for suppliers, even as simple as thinking of a business name. You can do some research on the business. You can try to join mga networking events for you to be able to expand yung network mo, probably meet someone who can serve as your business partner or who can invest in your business even para mas mapabilis mo yung pagtatayo ng negosyo mo dahil merong tutulong sa'yo pagdating sa capitalization. Right now, mababa yung markets. No, and it's really a good opportunity for you to invest. Pero what if nandun ka pa sa stage na you're trying to learn the habit of saving, you're just trying to make ends meet. So talagang nagbabalance ka pa ng budget, talagang pinagkakasya mo pa muna yung sweldo mo sa mga gastusin, and you cannot really afford to invest. Okay lang. So you just have to be patient with your personal finance. But that doesn't mean na kapag meron kang free time, ay you will not take that as an opportunity to learn. Baka pwede naman na paminsan-minsan you read about investing, you read about the stock market. So, ini-enrich natin yung sarili natin while we're being patient dun sa mga aspects na we don't have control of. That is the reason why I really like itong saying na to. Now, successful people know the difference between patience and procrastination, which is very similar sa Stoicism, no? Na sa Stoic philosophy kasi, important na alam mo kung ano yung mga bagay na meron kang control at yung mga bagay na wala kang control. The same way na you have to be patient with things that you do not have control of, and you have to take action and avoid procrastination on things, on tasks that you actually have control of. Hinihintay lang ng sarili mo na ikaw yung kumilos. Successful people know the difference between patience and procrastination. List down all your personal projects or your financial goals. Ano ba yung mga elements nitong mga projects or goals na to na merong kang control and you can definitely take a step further and not procrastinate. Meanwhile, it also helps to be aware of the things that you're trying to be patient on with respect to the projects and the goals that you have. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. Please click the follow button for the 80% at ishare mo na rin ang episode na to sa mga friends mo. Kung may tanong or financial concern ka na gusto mong sagutin natin in an episode, you can contact me through our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.